I'm Ken Bader, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. India's financial capital, Mumbai, was hit by a series of coordinated attacks today. Gunmen opened fire at a number of locations in the city. They included luxury hotels, a train station, and a restaurant popular with foreign tourists. More than 70 people are reported dead and hundreds injured. The U.S. State Department issued a statement condemning what it called this horrific set of attacks. Nikhil Dixit is a crime reporter with the Mumbai Daily News and Analysis. He's outside the Taj Mahal Hotel right now. Nikhil, what do you see right now outside the Taj Mahal Hotel?
Well, Ken, after 5 hours of firing and gunshots, one can say that the firing is still ongoing. The latest development is that the military and the National Security Guard commandos have now cordoned off the entire hotel, and now they're planning to barge in the hotel. And because there are at least two terrorists who are holed up in the sixth floor of the Taj Mahal Hotel, what they're doing is they're firing from the terrace and also throwing hand grenades outside at the police. So the current situation right now is that at least five bombs have gone off inside the Taj Mahal Hotel. There's a huge fire in the old Taj Mahal building, which is of monumental value. There's a huge fire going on, and the commandos are now planning to barge in the hotel and probably try and immobilize the terrorists inside. Again?
Mm-hmm. Now, Nikhil, you've been piecing this story together over the past several hours. What can you tell us about how this all unfolded?
From what we know, we have come to know that at least about 10 terrorists entered the city from the sea. As in, what happened, they were aboard a motorboat, a high-speed motorboat, which came to the Gateway of India, which is like the southernmost tip of the city by the sea. The first thing they did was, obviously, it was all pre-planned. They knew where they had to go. The first place which they went was the Leopold's restaurant, which is very popular with foreign tourists and nationals, which is frequented by them. And from eyewitness account, I spoke to a couple of eyewitnesses who were present in the Leopold restaurant when the firing happened. They said that four gunmen just entered the hotel and started firing indiscriminately, especially in the direction or the place where foreign nationals were sitting. And from what we know, at least five foreign nationals, we do not know their identity or the their nationality as yet, but at least five foreign tourists have been severely injured in this attack. And after that, they entered the Taj Mahal Hotel, which is only a few meters from this Leopold's restaurant, and for the past 4 hours, they are holed up there. We also know that there could be a hostage-like situation there on the sixth floor terrace of the Taj Mahal, because at least 40 guests or 40 hotel guests are still holed up inside the hotel. However, the hostage-like situation, we don't have any official confirmation on it.
But
we do know that...
Thank you very much, Nikhil. I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you very much. That's Nikhil Dixit of the Mumbai Daily News and Analysis. He was reporting from outside the Taj Mahal Hotel, the scene of an ongoing attack.
You.